The guy went into my dad's bathroom sober and just urinated all over the floor in my dad's bathroom. I mean, is that what you want to do, kids? Is that what the Budweiser commercial is going to show you? Huh? Is that what the kids are going to tell you when they offer you marijuana and they offer you weed? It's going to open your mind, man. You're going to be so creative, man. It's going to open up a whole new avenue of seeing the world, and you're going to be so creative and all this stuff. No, you're going to end up urinating on your buddy's bathroom floor, and he's not going to want you back.
Right.
You're not going to be invited back. And he was sober when he did that. Why? Because his mind is gone. Because he has destroyed his brain. He's destroyed his mind. Look, you'd have to be a fool, and that's why the Bible says wine is a mocker, strong drink is raging, and whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise.
Right, right.
And look, you can tell me about all the people who drank and didn't have any problems, and all the people who smoked pot and everything was fine, and all the people who snorted cocaine and everything was fine. But let me tell you something. When you are a saved Christian and you do those things, you are way less likely to get away with it.
Right.
Because unto whom much is given, of him shall much be required.
Right.
And if you grow up in a Christian home where your parents have taught you and where you've heard preaching that told you all the warnings, and where you sat in a sermon that told you, hey, you could lose your mind. You could get psychosis. You could fry your brain. You know what? If you go out and you harden your neck and you bless yourself in your heart, oh, that's not going to happen to me. I'm going to add drunkenness to thirst. You know what? You're very likely to have God bring these curses upon you.
Right.
You're very likely. Because it's happening to somebody if 3% of people are getting it. You know what? It's happening to somebody, and it's probably happening to people who God is allowing it to happen to for whatever reason. Like maybe they were warned. Maybe they should have known better. They angered the Lord.